My name is Elijah David. This is the 12th hour, first hour Saturday incarnation. I'm about the 12th hour of New York, Texas. Today is June 24, 2017. That is the first day of the fourth lunar month, 2021. This is the new moon Sabbath and the seventh day Sabbath. High holy day. We're going to start this service here with a song entitled, "To Yahweh Be the Glory." To Yah be the glory, great things He hath done. So unto the world that He gave us His Son, to yield His life, atonement for sin, and open the lock that all may go in. Praise Yah, let the earth hear His cry. Praise Yah, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Yeshua the Son, and give Him the glory great things He hath done. Oh, perfect redemption, the purchase of blood, to every believer, the promise of Yah, the valleys of Endor, who truly believes, that moment from Yahshua, the pardon received. Praise Yah! Praise Yah, let the earth hear His voice. Praise Yah, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father, to Yahshua the Son, and give Him the glory great things He hath done. Great things He hath taught us, great things He hath done, and great are rejoicing through Yahshua the Son. The Giver. Great things He hath taught us, great things He hath done, and great are rejoicing through Yahshua the Son. A purer and higher and greater will be a wonder of victory when Yahshua we see. Praise Yah, let the earth hear His voice. Praise Yah, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father, through Yahshua the Son, and give Him the glory, great things He hath done.
Defile, part 4. We're in Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 1. The sin of Judah is written with a pen of iron and with a point of a diamond. It is graven upon the table of their heart and upon the horns of your altars. Wallace, your children remember their altars and their groves by the green trees upon the high hill, O my mountain, in the field. I will give thy substance and all thy treasures unto the spoil, and thy high places for sin throughout all thy borders. And thou even thyself shalt discontinue from thine heritage that I gave thee, and I will cause thee to serve thine enemies in the land which thou knowest not, for ye have kindled a fire in mine anger which shall burn forever. Thus saith Yahweh, cursed be the man that trusts in man and maketh his flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Yahweh. For he shall be like the heath in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh. that shall inhabit the parched places and the wilderness, in a salt land and not inhabited. This it is the man that trusts in the Yahweh, and whose hope the Yahweh is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh. But her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of the drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. But who can know it? I, the Yahweh, search the heart, I try the reins, even to give every man according unto his ways, and according unto the fruits of his doing. As the partridge sitteth on eggs and hatches them not, so he that getteth riches and not by right shall lead them in the midst of his days, and at his end shall be a fool. A glorious high throne from the beginning is the place of our sanctuary. When was the beginning? In the Garden of Eden. O Yahweh, the hope of Israel, or Yahshua, this is actually Yahshua, the hope of Israel, the Son. O Yahshua, the hope of Israel, all that forsake thee shall be ashamed, and they that depart from me shall be written in the earth, because they have forsaken the Yahshua, the fountain of the living water. Heal me, O Yahshua, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for thou art my praise. Behold, they say unto me, where is the word of Yahshua? Let it come now. As for me, I have not hastened from being a pastor to follow thee. Neither have I desired the woeful day. Thou knowest that which came out of my lips was right before thee. Be not a terror unto me, thou art my hope in the day of evil. Let them be confounded that persecute me, but let not me be confounded. Let them be dismayed, but let not me be dismayed. Bring upon them the day of evil, and destroy them with the double destruction. Jeremiah's mad. He's very upset. The Sabbath must be observed. And we just entered into a high holy Sabbath, new moon Sabbath, and the seventh day Sabbath. Thus saith Yahweh unto me, go and stand in the gate of the children of the people, whereby the kings of Judah come in, and by the in which they go out, and in all the gates of Jerusalem, and say unto them, hear ye the word of Yahweh, ye kings of Judah, and all Judah, and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem that enter in by these gates. Thus saith Yahweh, take heed unto yourselves, and bear no burden on the Sabbath day, nor bring it in about the gates of Jerusalem. Neither carry forth a burden out of your houses on the Sabbath day, neither do ye any work, but hallow ye the Sabbath day as I commanded your fathers. If they obeyed not, neither inclined their ear, but made the neck stiff, that they might not hear nor receive instruction. It shall come to pass, if ye diligently hearken unto me, saith the Yahweh, to bring in no burden through the gates of this city on the Sabbath day, but hallow the Sabbath day to do no work therein, then shall there enter into the gates of this city kings and princes sitting upon the throne of David, riding in chariots and on horses. They and their princes, the men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and this city shall remain forever. And they shall come from the cities of Judah, and from the places about Jerusalem, and from the land of Benjamin, and from the plain, and from the mountains, and from the south, bringing burnt offerings and sacrifices, and meat offerings, and incense, and bringing sacrifices of praise unto the house of Yahweh, that if ye will not hearken unto me to hallow the Sabbath day, and not to bear a burden, even entering in at the gates of the Yerushalayim on the Sabbath day, then will I kindle a fire in the gates thereof, and it shall devour the palaces of the Yerushalayim, and it shall not be quenched. That's the end of Jeremiah 17. Okay, let's go into Jeremiah 18, dealing with the potter and the clay. Pay close attention. The clay represents the house of Israel. The potter represents actually Yeshua, the Son. The word which came unto Jeremiah from the Yahweh sent, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. And I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made again another vessel that seemed good to the potter's imagination. Then the word of Yahweh came to be saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter? Saith Yahweh, behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in mine hand, O house of Israel. At what instant I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to pluck up and to pull down and to destroy it, that nation against whom I have pronounced turn from their evil, I will repent of the evil that I thought to do unto them. At what instant I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to build and to plant it, if it do evil in my sight, that it obey not my voice, then I will repent of the good wherewith I said I would benefit them. Now therefore go to speak unto the men of Judah and unto the inhabitants of Jerusalem, saying, thus saith Yahweh, behold, I frame evil against you and devise a device against you. Return ye now every one from his evil way, and make your ways and your doings good. And they said, there is no hope, but we will walk after our own devices, and we will everyone do the imagination of his evil heart. Therefore thus saith Yahweh, ask ye now among the heathen, who hath heard such things? The virgin of Israel hath done a very horrible thing. Will a man leave the snow of Lebanon, which cometh from the rock of the field? Or shall the cold flowing waters that come from another place be forsaken? Because my people have forgotten me, they have burned incense unto vanity, and they have caused them to stumble in their ways from the ancient path to walk in path in a way not cast up, to make their land desolate and a perpetual hissing. Everyone that passes thereby shall be astonished and wag his head. I will scatter them as with an east wind before the enemy. I will show them the back and not the face in the day of their calamity. Jeremiah life threatened again. Then said they, come and let us devise devices against you. Jeremiah, for the law shall not perish from the priest, nor counsel from the wise, nor the word from the prophet. Come and let us smite him with the tongue, and let us not give heed to any of his words. Give heed unto me, O Yahweh, and hearken to the voice of them that contend with me. Shall evil be recompensed for good? For they have digged a pit for my soul. Remember that I stood before thee to speak good for them, and to turn away thy wrath from them. Therefore deliver up their children to the famine, and pour out their blood by the force of the sword. Let their wives be bereaved of their children, and be widows, and let their men be put to death, that their young men be slain by the sword in the battle. Let a cry be heard from their houses, and thou shalt bring a troop suddenly upon them, for they have digged a pit to take me, and his snares for my feet. Yet, if Yahweh, thou knowest all their counsel against me, to slay me. Forgive not their iniquity, neither blot out their sin from thy sight, but let them be overthrown before thee. Deal thus with them in the time of thine anger. Okay, that's the end of Jeremiah 18. We'll go on into Jeremiah 19. Thus saith Yahweh, go and get a potter's earthen bottle, and take of the ancients of the people, and of the ancients of the priests, and go forth unto the valley of the son of Hinnom, which is by the entry of the east gate, and proclaim there the words that I shall tell thee. And say, hear ye the word of Yahweh, O kings of Judah, and inhabitants of Jerusalem. This saith Yahshua of the host, Yahshua of the host, the king of Israel. This is Yahshua talking here. Behold, I will bring evil upon this place, that which whosoever heareth his ears shall tingle, because they have forsaken me, and have estranged this place, and have burned incense in it unto other gods, whom neither they nor their fathers have known, nor the kings of Judah, and have filled this place with the blood of the innocent. They have built also the high places of the Baal, for the burning of their sons of the fire, for the burnt offerings unto the Baal, which I commanded not, nor spake it, neither came it into my mind. Therefore, behold, the days come, saith the Yahweh, that this place shall no more be called Topheth, nor the valley of the son of Hinnom, but the valley of slaughter. Now I make void the council of Judah and Jerusalem in this place, and I will cause them to fall by the sword before their enemies, and by the hands of them that seek their lives. And their carcasses will I give to be meat for the fowls of the heaven and for the beasts of the earth. I will make this city desolate and a hissing. Every one that passes thereby shall be astonished and hissed because of all the plagues thereof. I will cause them to eat the flesh of their sons and the flesh of their daughters. They shall eat every one the flesh of his friend and the seeds and straightness for with their enemies. And they that seek their lives shall straighten of them. Then shalt thou break the bottle in the sight of the men that go with thee, and shall say unto them, thus saith Yahweh of the host, even so will I break this people and this city as one breaketh the potter's vessel, that it cannot be made whole again. And they shall bury them in Topheth, till there be no place to bury. Thus will I do unto this place, saith Yahweh, and unto the inhabitants thereof, and even make this city as Topheth. And the house of Jerusalem and the house of the kings of Judah shall be defiled as a place of Topheth, because of all the houses upon whose roof they have burned incense unto all the hosts of heaven, and have poured out drink offerings unto other gods. Jeremiah persecuted, verse 14. Then came Jeremiah from Topheth, whither Yahweh had sent him to prophesy, and he stood in the court of Yahweh's house, and said unto all the people, thus saith Yahweh of the host, the Elohim of Israel, behold, I will bring upon this city and upon all her towns all the evil that I have pronounced against it, because they have hardened their necks, and that they might not hear my words. That's the end of chapter 19 of Jeremiah. Let's go right on into 20. Now Pashur, the son of Immer, the priest, who was also chief governor in the house of Yahweh, heard that Jeremiah prophesied these things. And Pashur smote Jeremiah the prophet, and put him in the stocks that were in the high gate of Benjamin, which was by the house of Yahweh. And it came to pass on the morrow that Pashur brought forth Jeremiah out of the stock. Then said Jeremiah unto him, Yahweh hath not called thy name Pashur, but Magor Mishsabed, for thus saith Yahweh, behold, I will make thee a terror to thyself and to all thy friends. They shall fall by the sword of their enemies, and thine eyes shall behold it, and I will give all Judah into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he shall carry them captive into Babylon, and shall slay them with the sword. Moreover, I will deliver all the strength of this city, and all the labors thereof, and all the precious things thereof, and all the treasure of the kings of Judah, will I give into the hand of their enemies, which shall spoil them and take them and carry them unto Babylon. And thou, Pashur, and all that dwell in thine house shall go into captivity, and thou shalt come unto Babylon, and there thou shalt die, and shalt be buried there, thou and all thy friends, unto whom thou hast prophesied lies. Jeremiah's complaint, verse 7, Jeremiah chapter 20. O Yahweh, thou hast deceived me, and I was deceived. Thou art stronger than I, and hast prevailed. I am in derision daily, everyone mocketh me. For since I spake, I cried out, I cried violence and scorn. Because the word of Yahweh was made a reproach unto me, and a derision daily, then I said, I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name. But his word was in mine heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones, and I was weary with forbearing, and I could not stay. For I heard the defaming of many, fear on every side, report say they, and we will report it. All my familiars watch for my halting, saying, peradventure he will be enticed, and we shall prevail against him, and we shall take our revenge on him. And the Yahweh is with me as a mighty terrible one, therefore my persecutors shall stumble, and they shall not prevail. They shall be greatly ashamed, but they shall not prosper. Their everlasting confusion shall never be forgotten. But Yahshua the host that tries the righteous and sees the reins and the heart, let me seek thy vengeance on them, for unto thee have I opened my cause. Sing unto Yahweh, praise ye the Yahweh, for he hath delivered the soul of the poor from the hand of the evildoers. Cursed be the day wherein I was born, and let not the day wherein my mother bare me be blessed. Cursed be the man who brought tidings to my father, saying, a man child is born unto thee, making him very glad. Let that man be as the cities which the Yahweh overthrew and repented not, and let him hear the cry in the morning and the shouting at noontide, because he slew me not from the womb, or that my mother might have been my grave, and her womb to be always great with me. Wherefore came I forth out of the womb to see labor and sorrow, that my days should be consumed with shame. Okay, that's the end of chapter 20. We're just going to continue on reading Jeremiah. Chapter 21, the Yahweh refuses Zedekiah's plea. The word which came unto Jeremiah from the Yahweh when King Zedekiah sent unto him Pashur, the son of Micaiah, and Zephaniah, the son of Messiah, the priest, said, inquire, pray thee, of the Yahweh for us, for Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, maketh war against us. I guess that's Nebuchadnezzar. It's actually spelled Nebuchadnezzar. King of Babylon maketh war against us. If so be that the Yahweh will deal with us according to all his wondrous works, that he may go up from us. Then said Jeremiah unto them, this shall you say unto Zedekiah, Then said to Yahweh Elohim, Behold, I will turn back. Let's do that verse 4 again, Jeremiah 21. Thus saith the Yahweh Elohim of Israel, Behold, I will turn back the weapons of war that are in your hands, wherewith you fight against the king of Babylon and against the Chaldeans, which besiege you without the walls. And I will assemble them into the midst of this city. And I myself will fight against you with an outstretched hand and with a strong arm, even in anger and in fury and in great wrath. And I will smite the inhabitants of this city, both man and beast. They shall die of a great pestilence. And afterwards said to Yahweh, I will deliver Zedekiah, king of Judah, and his servants, and the people, and such as are left in this city, from the pestilence, from the sword, and from the famine, into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and into the hand of their enemies, and into the hand of those that seek their life, and he shall smite them with the edge of the sword. He shall not spare them, neither have pity, nor have mercy. And unto this people thou shalt say, Thus saith the Lord, Behold, I will set before you the way of life and the way of death. He that abideth in this city shall die by the sword, and by the famine, and by the pestilence, but he that goeth out and falleth to the Chaldeans that besiege you, he shall live, and his life shall be unto him for a prey. For I have set my face against this city for evil, and not for good, saith Yahweh. It shall be given into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he shall burn it with fire. And touching the house of the king of Judah, say, Hear ye the word of Yahweh, O house of David. Thus saith Yahweh, Execute judgment in the morning, and deliver him that is spoiled out of the hand of the oppressor, lest my fury go out like fire and burn at night and quench it because of the evil of your doing. This has been ongoing if you're on down to the end of time, folks. But Yahweh has a controversy with Judah, even to this very day. Behold, I am against thee, O inhabitant of the valley and rock of the plain, saith Yahweh, which saith, Who shall come down against us, or who shall enter into our habitation? But I will punish you according to the fruit of your doing, saith Yahweh, and I will kindle a fire in the forest thereof, and it shall devour all things round about it. Okay, that's the end of Jeremiah 21. We'll go right on into Jeremiah 22, dealing with warnings for the kings. Thus saith Yahweh, Go down to the house of the king of Judah and speak there this word, and say, Hear the word of Yahweh, O king of Judah, that sitteth upon the throne of David. Thou and thy servants and thy people that enter in by these gates. Thus saith Yahweh, Execute your judgment and righteousness, and deliver the spoil out of the hand of the oppressor, and do no wrong, do no violence unto the stranger, the fatherless, nor the widow, neither shed innocent blood in this place. For if ye do this thing indeed, then shall there enter in by the gates of this house kings sitting upon the throne of David. Riding in chariots and on horses, he and his servants and his people. But if you will not hear these words, I swear by myself, saith Yahweh, that this house shall become a desolation. And the house of Judah and the house of David, their term of Texas 2002, became a desolation. But, and that's fulfilling this prophecy right here at that time. For thus saith Yahweh unto the king's house of Judah, Thou art Gilead unto me, and the head of Lebanon, yet surely I will make thee a wilderness and cities which are not inhabited. So I applied this to Judah, this verse 6 of Jeremiah 22, and I'm going to read it again. For thus saith the Yahweh unto the king's house of Judah, thou art Gilead unto me. That's what he, that was the name of our present term, was Gilead, and the head of Lebanon. So he says, you are Gilead unto me, and you're the head of Lebanon. So, then Brother Johnson was not the head of the kingdom of David. He was in the antitype, the head of Lebanon. Yet surely I will make thee a wilderness and cities which are not inhabited. Well, the thing is, he made the Gilead center and placed it in the wilderness in our day. And I will preserve or prepare destroyers against thee, everyone with his weapons, and they shall cut down thy choice cedars and cast them into the fire. And many nations shall pass by this city, and they shall say every man unto his neighbor, wherefore hath Yahweh done thus unto this great city? Then they shall answer, because they have forsaken the covenant of Yahweh their Elohim, and worshipped other gods, and serve them. Weep ye not for the dead, neither bemoan him, but weep sore for him that goeth away, and for he shall return no more, nor see his native country. For thus saith Yahweh touching Shalom, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, which reigned instead of Josiah, his father, which went forth out of this place, he shall not return thither any more, but he shall die in the place whither they have led him captive, and shall see this land no more. Woe unto him that buildeth his house by unrighteousness, and his chambers by words, that useth his neighbor's servant without wages, and giveth him not for his work, that saith, I will build me a wide house and large chambers, and cutteth him out windows, and it is sealed with cedar and painted with vermilion. Shalt thou reign because thou clothest thyself in cedar? Did not thy father eat and drink and do judgment and justice, and then it was well with him? He judged the cause of the poor and needy, then it was well with him. Was not this to know me, saith the Yahweh, that mine eyes and thine heart are not but for thy covetousness, and for to shed innocent blood, and for oppression and for violence to do it? Therefore this saith the Yahweh concerning Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah. They shall not lament for him, saying, all my brother or all sister. They shall not lament for him, saying, all Yahweh or all his glory. He shall be buried with the burial of an ass drawn, and cast forth beyond the gates of Jerusalem. Go up to Lebanon and cry, and lift up thy voice in Bashan. So this Bashan is the Adventist church today. And cry from the passages, for all thy lovers are destroyed. I spake unto thee in thy prosperity, but thou saidest, I will not hear. Thou hast been my manner from thy youth. This hath been thy manner from thy youth, that thou obeyest not my voice. The wind shall eat up all thy pastures, and thy lovers shall go into captivity. Surely then shalt thou be ashamed and confounded for all thy wickedness, O inhabitant of Lebanon, that makest thy nest in the cedars. How gracious shalt thou be when pangs come upon thee, as the pain as of a woman in travail. As I live, saith Yahweh, Elkanah, the son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, were the signet upon my right hand, yet will I pluck thee thence. I will give thee into the hand of them that seek thy life, and into the hand of them whose face thou fearest. even into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and into the hand of the Chaldeans. That should be spelled Nebuchadnezzar, I believe, unless this Nebuchadnezzar is the father of Nebuchadnezzar. We need to check that out more. And I will cast thee out and thy mother that thou bearest thee into another country where you were not born, and there shall ye die. But unto the land whereunto they desire to return, thither shall they not return. Is this man Conaniah a despised broken idol? Is he a vessel wherein is no pleasure? Wherefore are they cast out, he and his seed, and are cast into a land which they know not? O earth, 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 hear the word of Yahweh. Thus saith Yahweh, write ye this man's childless, a man that shall not prosper in his days, for no man of his seed shall prosper, sitting upon the throne of David, and ruling any more in Judah. That's the end of chapter 22 of Jeremiah. Jeremiah 23, verse 1, woe be unto the pastures that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, saith the Yahweh. Therefore thus saith the Yahweh Elohim of Israel, against the pastures that feed my people, ye have scattered my flock and driven them away, and have not visited them. Behold, I will visit upon you the evil of your doing, saith the Yahweh. And I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all countries whither I have driven them, and will bring them again unto their folds, and they shall be fruitful and increased. And I will set up shepherds over them, who shall feed them, and they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed, neither shall they be lacking, saith the Yahweh. Behold, the days come, saith Yahweh, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch, and a king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth. So this earth, first and foremost, in prophecy is the United States, but it also is talking about all the world. But it first starts here in the United States. In his days Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely, and this is the name whereby he shall be called the Yeshua, our righteousness. Okay, it's got all capital letters here in this, the Lord our righteousness, which the translator is referring to Yahweh the Father, but we know that this is talking about Yahshua. Therefore, behold, the days come, saith Yahweh, that they shall no more say that. Let's do it again. Therefore, behold, the days come, saith Yahshua, that they shall no more say that Yahshua liveth, which brought up the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. That the Yahshua liveth, which brought up, and which led the seed of the house of Israel out of the north country, and from all countries where they had driven them, and they shall dwell in their own land. Judgment on false prophets. Verse 9. Mine heart within me is broken because of the prophets. All my bones shake. I am like a drunken man, and like a man whom wine hath overcome, because of the Yeshua, and because of the words of his holiness. For the land is full of the adulterers. For because of swearing, the land mourneth. The pleasant places of the wilderness are dried up, and their course is evil, and their force is not right. For both prophet and priest are profane, yea, in my house have I found their wickedness, saith Yahweh, Yeshua. Wherefore their ways shall be unto them as slippery ways in the darkness, they shall be driven on and fall therein, for I will bring evil upon them, even the year of their visitation, saith the Yahshua. Now this is Yahshua speaking here, and we've already gone through a year of his visitation on a false prophet. If he was a true prophet, then the record would show it. We know that the record shows contrary to that, so we leave it at that. Verse 13, and I have seen folly in the prophets of Samaria, for they prophesied in Baal, and caused my people Israel to err. I have seen also in the prophets of Jerusalem an horrible thing. They commit adultery and walk in lies. They strengthen also the hands of evildoers, that none doth return from his wickedness. They are all of them unto me as Sodom, and the inhabitants thereof as Gomorrah. Therefore thus saith the Yahshua of the host concerning the prophets, behold, I will feed them with wormwood, and make them drink the water of gall, for from the prophets of Jerusalem is profaneness going forth into all the land. Thus saith Yahshua of the host, hearken not unto the words of the prophets that prophesy unto you. So now this is a prophecy that could have been read to Ben Roden, could have been read to Rodus Johnson. And for those that turned against V.T. Hara, because he came to his end not knowing where he was at in the stream of time, not knowing what the future held, except that the next movement would be the branch, and he named it, and he left it at that. They make you vain. They speak a vision of their own heart and not out of the mouth of the Yahshua. They say still unto them that despise me, Yahshua has said, ye shall have peace. And they say unto every one that walketh after the imagination of his own heart, no evil shall come upon you. For who hath stood in the counsel of the Yahshua, and hath perceived and heard his word? Who hath marked his word and heard it? Behold, a whirlwind of the Yahshua is gone forth in the fury, even a grievous whirlwind. It shall fall grievously upon the head of the wicked. For the anger of the Yahshua shall not return until he have executed, until he have performed the thoughts of his heart. In the latter days he shall consider it perfectly. Then I have not sent these prophets, yet they ran. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesied. Well, now, I believe that Yahweh spoke to Brother Johnson. Brother Johnson said to give him creation calendar and how to formulate it. I believe that he did that in 1968. But what the prophecy is talking about here is those that go off and the prophesying in areas that Yahweh hadn't spoken to them to prophesy in. Willis Johnson told for 7 years, he said, Yahweh told me to teach my people my government. And he's given me creation calendar, and he's told me to teach the restoration of the sanctuary, and that's all. But Brother Johnson went off into all these other prophecies, trying to predict the coming of the 144,000, and when they would show up, and his first prediction was in 1980, at the General Conference of Seventh-day Adventists in Dallas in 1980. He wrote an article, Righteousness by Faith, I believe, a little article. And we distributed it there at the camp meeting. Yet it availed nothing. He said the 144,000 times in the time for it. He always said 1950 is time for the 144,000 time for it. So the prophets never learned a thing. Then Roden said 1970 was time for everything to happen. He had himself crowned King David, and he took over the kingdom of heaven, 1970, on the day of Pentecost. But nothing happened. So, verse 22, but if they had stood in my counsel, here's where the rub comes in at, Jeremiah 23:22. But if they had stood in my counsel and had caused my people to hear my words, then they should have turned them from their evil way and from the evil of their dwelling. So here's where the rub comes in at. Apparently these prophets were not standing in his counsel. Apparently V.T. Hollis had lost his way. By 1950, V.T. Hollis had lost his way. Why? Why did he lose his way? Because he did not continue to stand in Yahweh's counsel, in Yahshua's counsel. Yahshua gave V.T. Hollis a message in 1930. And it was, "Hear ye the rod, and who hath appointed?" Micah 6:9. And he was shown the parallel that he had with Moses at the end of a 430-year prophecy. Yahweh showed him the antitype of the end of the 430-year prophecy of coming out of Egypt. He showed him that. But it culminated in 1930. So Yahweh showed V.T. Hollis enough information. And V.T. Hollis wrote it. It's time to restore the law of Moses. It's time for restoration of all things. And that he was a man sent to do it. But instead of taking the type and making it his foundation for the antitype, he started explaining the antitype without using the prophecies of the type that was laid down already by the Moses and the children of Israel and the prophets up to the cross. He started theorizing and saying things that the scriptures couldn't back up. So he got established on the right course. By 1950, 20 years, all it took for V.T. Hollis, and he'd lost his way. Lost his way. He lost his way on health reform, because he never established health reform according to the law of Moses. He established health reform according to Ellen G. White's counsel. And that was dairy products. Dairy products was the answer to health reform. He set up a dairy at his compound in Waco. Had cows, they milked cows, and they made butter and cheese and all that stuff. And they formed a colony there. But that place is no more. It no longer exists. And Ben Roden, he raised up to him a colony that succeeded V.T. Hollis in 1955, called New Mount Carmel, outside of Waco, about 7 miles outside of Waco. And it no longer exists. It's been burned to the ground. Rolla Johnson then succeeded Ben Road in 1970, and he raised up a compound, Kermit, Texas. It no longer exists. It's been planed off. Three feeding pastures have come and gone. Three major prophets involved in those three feeding pastures. V.T. Hollis, actually four major prophets involved in three feeding pastures starting in 1850. And so, what is the bottom line on all of this? Yahweh gave the firstborn He gave the firstborn the opportunity to lead and restore his government in his last days. Lee Tejada was the firstborn of the brethren in 1930. He was the one that was in line to be the leader of the kingdom of heaven. So he had the birthright. He was set upon the throne of David. And Ben Roden was the senior in 1955 when Lee Tejada died. He was a senior over Verlis. 15 years his senior, so he inherited the birthright to succeed Lee Tejada. And then Verlis Johnson was the next one that was in line as a senior. He had the birthright to succeed Ben Roden, and so he did in 1970. So all these first birthright people were given the opportunity to restore Yahweh's government. And the 2300-day prophecy that was prophesied in 1844 by William Miller and given to Ellen G. White. And so the prophecy says, after those days shall the sanctuary be restored. So after those days, started in 1844, and so it took 126 years to finally raise up a prophet that would do initially what he was told to do in the beginning, and that was to restore the sanctuary and put it back into the rightful order and teach my people my government. That fell on Willis W. Johnson. But it was, I guess, too overwhelming for the firstborn. Because initially, what Willis Johnson really wanted to be was just a preacher. He just wanted to step and succeed the preacher that had gone before him. And he just wanted to stand in the pulpit and continue on teaching essentially what he understood from the rod that was given to him when he joined the rod in 1946. But instead, he had the office of a prophet laid on his shoulder to fulfill and restore all things since the beginning of time. He was given the privilege and opportunity to restore 6,000 years worth of fulfillment of prophecy that fell on his shoulders. And that was fulfilling that vision that Daniel had, and the time of the end shall be the vision. Seal up thy book. Go to now, Daniel, for the book is sealed up until the time of the end. The vision is sealed up. And that vision was opened up to Brother Johnson. And then the rest is history. So this is what we're talking about. Had they, verse 22 of Jeremiah 23, if they had stood in my counsel, if they had, what would have happened if Lee Tejada had stood in Yahweh's counsel? Ellen G. White stood in Yahweh's counsel, faithfully to the end. But what if her successor, Lee Tejada, had stood in his counsel until the end of the rod? The rod had a 40-year period. Lee Tejada only lasted 25 years of it. What if he had stood in the counsel 100%? Okay. But if they had stood in my counsel and had caused my people to hear my words, then they should have turned them from their evil way. The bottom line was, what the prophet was preaching, did it cause the people to turn from their evil way? No. Brother Johnson preached for 33 years that I was with him, and the people, they waxed worse and worse and worse in sin. So apparently he wouldn't have preaching what was he was told to preach, or he wouldn't have waxed worse and worse and worse and worse and finally come to his end. And from the evil of their doings, he said, am I a Yahweh at hand, saith the Yahweh, and not a Yahweh afar off? And this is actually Yahshua talking. Am I a Savior at hand, saith the Yahshua, and not a Savior afar off? Can any hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him? Thus saith Yahshua. Do not I fill heaven and earth, saith Yahshua? I have heard what the prophets said, that prophesy lies in my name, saying, I have dreamed. How many times I heard brother say, I was awakened last night at 3 o'clock. I was awakened at 5:05 this morning. I was awakened at this time, that time. How long shall this be in the heart of the prophets that prophesy lies? And every time he would tell us something, it turned out that it was false. They are prophets of the deceit of their own heart, which think to cause my people to forget my name. Okay. And Brother Johnson introduced the name Yahweh, Yahshua, in 1970. He was given a Yahweh Bible by Catherine Brunken. 1969. He said, restore the sacred name. Okay. But what happened? Brother Johnson continued to use Lord God and Jesus. So what did he do? He introduced the sacred name, and then he caused Yahweh's people to forget his name by continuing to use those pagan Baal titles. By their dreams which they tell every man to his neighbor, as their fathers have forgotten my name for Baal. There it is right there. The prophet that hath a dream, let him tell a dream, and he that hath my word, let him speak my word faithfully. Okay, so now, what is the chaff to the wheat, saith to Yahshua? So he says, the prophet that hath a dream, let him tell a dream. And he that hath my word, and he that hath my word, let him speak my word faithfully. If you have Yahweh's word and you have his word right, then speak it faithfully. Don't speak it in lies. Okay. Is not my word like as a fire, saith Yahweh, and like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces? Therefore, behold, I am against the prophets, saith Yahweh, that steal my words every one from his neighbor. Behold, I am against the prophets, saith Yahweh, that uses their tongues and say, he said. Behold, I am against them that prophesy false dreams, saith Yahweh, and do tell them, and cause my people to err by their lies and by their lightness. Yet I sent them not, nor commanded them. Therefore, they shall not profit this people at all, saith Yahweh. And when this people or the prophet or a priest shall ask thee, saying, what is the burden of Yahweh? Thou shalt then say unto them, what burden? I will even forsake you, saith Yahweh. And as for the prophet and the priest and the people that shall say the burden of Yahweh, I will even punish that man and his house. Thus shall you say every one to his neighbor and every one to his brother. What hath Yahweh answered? And what hath Yahweh spoken? And the burden of Yahweh shall ye mention no more, for every man's word shall be his burden. For ye have perverted the words of the living Yahweh, of the Yahshua of hosts, our Savior. Thus shall they say unto the prophet, what hath the Yahshua answered thee? And what hath the Yahshua spoken? But since you say the burden of Yahshua, therefore thus saith Yahshua, because you say the word, the burden of Yahshua, and I have sent unto you, saying, you shall not say the burden of Yahshua. Therefore, behold, I will utterly forget you. I will forsake you and the city, Gilead Center, that I gave unto you, Rollis Johnson, that I gave unto you and your father, and cast you out of my presence. And I will bring an everlasting reproach upon you, and a perpetual shame which shall not be forgotten. Well, that's exactly what has happened. Yahweh brought a perpetual shame upon the rodents. I mean, it was a shame to the whole world. The whole world witnessed New Mount Carmel being burnt to the ground with that evil David Koresh that had taken over the compound. Evil to the core, and he had about 80 some followers. And the whole world witnessed that place burnt to the ground and 80 some souls destroyed with along with their evil leader. So that event will always be burned in the memory of the people of the world, because nothing good will be remembered out of it. Well, anyway, we're getting close. This brings the end of our study. This is our contact at the 11th hour call, and that's also the end of Jeremiah 23. We will close this service now with a song. Love lifted me. I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore. Very deep, disdained within, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the waters lifted me, now say, I'm fine. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else can help, love lifted me. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else can help, love lifted me. Oh, my heart to him I give, and to him I'll pay. In his blessed presence live, every his praise is seen. Love so mighty and so true, that is my soul the song. Faithful love and service to him belong. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else can help, love lifted me, love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else can help, love lifted me. Souls in danger, like the blur, y'all shall completely say. He will lift you by his love out of the angry way. He's the master of the seas, billows his will obey. He your Savior wants to be, he say, today. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else can help, love lifted me, love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else can help,